I love a blessing there. Well, this morning, I'd like to begin with a word of prayer. Would you bow with me? Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for today and for how good you are to us in all the ways that you are good to us. Lord, bless us this morning as we look into your word, as we read together your word. May it benefit our souls, and may we be excited and just in awe of you and of how we see you revealed in your word. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. So I was planning today's Sunday school lesson, and we're having a guest speaker on January 1st, which is normally in my course of plan, the Sunday when we would do our scripture reading for Sunday school. But I thought, well, we could push it back to the 8th on January. Or for those of you who may have been striving to get through the whole Bible in a year, sometimes those last books you just don't get to. So we're going to try to read from the back, from Malachi, and take some of the smaller books and enjoy reading those today, because I find the Minor Prophets to be exceedingly encouraging and just a great source of encouragement and really just seeing the heart of God for his people. And I pray that it be a blessing to you. So as is our habit in these times, I'll begin reading from the book of Malachi. And I've got in your outlines, I believe, the order in which it listed. I guess we'll start in Obadiah. I meant to start in Malachi, but we'll start in Obadiah. We'll start in Obadiah, and then we'll just go through those five or six minor prophets that I listed there. And then if you'd like to read a chapter, just go ahead and I'll give pause after. And if no one volunteers, then you'll be hearing a lot of me reading this morning. And my desire is in doing this, this exercise, thinking about when the Judah was being brought back to the land. And in Ezra and Nehemiah, there's records of reading of the law with the people. And they stood and they listened and they read the scriptures aloud. And that was an important part of their coming back to the land and getting things established back in Jerusalem. And in 1 Timothy, Paul says to Timothy, "Until I come, give attention to the public reading of Scripture, to exhortation and teaching." And it is our church's character that we have historically, from its beginning, given attention to exhortation and teaching in the preaching of God's Word. And I enjoy now the ability to at least add to the regular rotation of our ministry schedule the public reading of Scripture. So what I would like you to do is, as you're following along and reading with me or following along, just take a note, make note in your Bible of any maybe passage or theme that comes out and is encouraging to you, because at the end of our time we'll talk together about that, and it'll be fun to encourage one another. So I'm open to the book of Obadiah, and I will go ahead and begin reading there. And then if you would like to read, you can come up and stand at the music stand and the microphone, and so everyone here and who might not be able to be with us today can listen to our reading of Scripture. Let's read together now the book of Obadiah. The vision of Obadiah. Thus says the Lord God concerning Edom: "We have heard a report from the Lord, and an envoy has been sent among the nations, saying, 'Arise, let us go against her for battle. Behold, I will make you small among the nations. You are greatly despised. The arrogance of your heart has deceived you, you who live in the clefts of the rock, in the loftiness of your dwelling place, who say in your heart, "Who will bring me down to earth?" Though you build high like the eagle, though you set your nest among the stars, from there I will bring you down, declares the Lord. If thieves came to you, if robbers by night, oh, how you would be ruined. Would they not steal only until they had enough? If grape gatherers grape gatherers came to you, would they not leave some gleanings? Oh, how Esau will be ransacked and his hidden treasures searched out. All the men allied with you will send you forth to the border, and the men at peace with you will deceive you and overpower you. They who eat your bread will set an ambush for you. There is no understanding in him. Will I not on that day, declares the Lord, destroy wise men from Edom and understanding from the mountain of Esau? Then your mighty men will be dismayed, O Teman, so that everyone may be cut off from the mountain of Esau by slaughter. Because of violence to your brother Jacob, you will be covered with shame and you will be cut off forever. On that day you stood aloof, on the day that strangers carried off his wealth and foreigners entered his gate and cast lots for Jerusalem. You too were as one of them. Do not gloat over your brother's day, the day of his misfortune, and do not rejoice over the sons of Judah in the day of their destruction. Yes, do not boast in the day of their distress. Do not enter the gate of my people in the day of their disaster. Yes, you do not gloat over their calamity in the day of their disaster, and do not loot their wealth in the day of their disaster. Do not stand at the fork of the road to cut down the fugitives, and do not imprison their survivors in the day of their distress. For the day of the Lord draws near on all the nations. As you have done, it will be done to you. Your dealings will return on your own head, because just as you drank on my holy mountain, all my nations will drink continually. They will drink and swallow and become as if they had never existed. But on Mount Zion there will be those who escape. It will be holy. And the house of Jacob will possess their possessions. Then the house of Jacob will be a fire, and the house of Joseph a flame. But the house of Esau will be as stubble, and they will set them on fire and consume them, so that there will be no survivor of the house of Esau, for the Lord has spoken. Then those of the Negev will possess the mountain of Esau, and those of Shephelah, the Philistine plain, all possess the territory of Ephraim and the territory of Samaria, and Benjamin will possess Gilead. And the exiles of this host of the sons of Israel who are among the Canaanites as far as Zarephath, and the exiles of Jerusalem who are in Sepharad, will possess the cities of the Negev. The deliverers will ascend Mount Zion to judge the mountain of Esau, and the kingdom will be the Lord's. The book of Obadiah. I am intentionally skipping over Jonah and Micah because I believe that those are books that most of us are more familiar with. And again, the purpose of this morning is to read some of the minor prophets that we might not get to if you have a plan to read through them, and maybe I can encourage you that way. So we'll begin with Nahum. Would anyone like to read Nahum chapter 1? Otherwise, I will continue reading. All right. Oh, Stephanie.
Oracle of Nineveh, the book of the vision of Nahum the Elkoshite. A jealous and avenging God is the Lord. The Lord is avenging and wrathful. The Lord takes vengeance on his adversaries. He reserves wrath for his enemies. The Lord is slow to anger and great in power. And the Lord will by no means leave the guilty unpunished. In whirlwind and storm is his way, and clouds are the dust beneath his feet. He rebukes the sea and makes it dry. He dries up all the rivers. Bashan and Carmel wither. The blossoms of Lebanon wither. Mountains quake because of him, and the hills dissolve. Indeed, the earth is upheaved by his presence. The world and all the inhabitants in it, who can stand before his indignation? Who can endure the burning of his anger? His wrath is poured out like fire, and the rocks are broken up by him. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knows those who take refuge in him. But with an overwhelming flood, he will make a complete end of its sight and will pursue his enemies into darkness. Whatever you devise against the Lord, he will make a complete end of it. Distress will not rise up twice. Like tangled thorns, and like those who are drunken in their drink, they are consumed as stubble, completely withered. From you has gone forth one who plotted evil against the Lord, a wicked counselor. Thus says the Lord, Though they are at full strength and likewise many, even so they will be cut off and pass away. Though I have afflicted you, I will afflict you no longer. So now I will break his yoke bar from upon you, and I will tear off your shackles. The Lord has issued a command concerning you. Your name will no longer be perpetuated. I will cut off idol and image. From the house of your gods I will prepare your grave, for you are contemptible. Behold, on the mountains, the feet of him who brings good news, who announces peace. Celebrate your feasts, O Judah. Pay your vows, for never again will the wicked one pass through you. He is completely cut off.
Anyone like to read chapter 2? Nahum chapter 2. The one who scatters has come up against you. Man the fortress. Watch the road. Strengthen your back. Summon all your strength. For the Lord will restore the splendor of Jacob like the splendor of Israel. Even though devastators have devastated them and destroyed their vine branches, the shields of his mighty men are colored red. The warriors are dressed in scarlet. The chariots are enveloped in flashing steel when he is prepared to march, and the cypress spears are brandished. The chariots race madly in the streets. They rush wildly in the squares. Their appearance is like torches. They dash to and fro like lightning flashes. He remembers his nobles. They stumble in their march. They hurry to her wall, and the mantlet is set up. The gates of the rivers are opened, and the palace is dissolved. It is fixed. She is stripped. She is carried away. And her handmaids are moaning like the sound of doves beating their breasts. Though Nineveh was like a pool of water throughout her days, now they are fleeing. Stop, stop, but no one turns back. Plunder the silver, plunder the gold, for there is no limit to the treasure. Wealth from every kind of desirable object. She is emptied. Yes, she is desolate and waste. Hearts are melting and knees knocking. Also, anguish is in the whole body, and all their faces are grown pale. Where is the den of the lions and the feeding place of the young lions? Where the lions, lioness, and lion's cub prowled with nothing to disturb them? The lion tore enough for his cubs, killed enough for his lionesses, and filled his lairs with prey and his dens with the torn flesh. Behold, I am against you, declares the Lord of hosts. I will burn up her chariots in smoke. A sword will devour your young lions. I will cut off your prey from the land, and no longer will the voice of your messengers be heard. Chapter 3. Julie.
Woe to the bloody city, completely full of lies and pillage. Her prey never departs. The noise of the whip, the noise of the rattling of the wheel, galloping horses and bounding chariots, horsemen charging, swords flashing, spears gleaming, many slain, a mass of corpses and countless dead bodies. They stumble over the dead bodies. All because of the many harlotries of the harlot, the charming one, the mistress of sorceries, who sells nations by her harlotries and families by her sorceries. Behold, I am against you, declares the Lord of hosts, and I will lift up your skirts over your face and show to the nations your nakedness and to the kingdoms your disgrace. I will throw filth on you and make you vile and set you up as a spectacle. And it will come about that all who see you will shrink from you and say, Nineveh is devastated. Who will grieve for her? Where will I seek comforters for you? Are you better than Noaman, which was situated by the waters of the Nile, with water surrounding her, whose rampart was the sea, whose wall consisted of the sea? Ethiopia was her might, and Egypt too without limits. Put and Lubim were among her helpers. Yet she became an exile. She went into captivity. Also her small children were dashed to pieces at the head of every street. They cast lots for her honorable men, and all her great men were bound with fetters. You too will become drunk. You will be hidden. You too will search for a refuge from the enemy. All your fortifications are fig trees with ripe fruit. When shaken, they fall into the eater's mouth. Behold, your people are women in your midst. The gates of your land are opened wide to your enemies. Fire consumes your gate bars. Draw for yourself water for the siege. Strengthen your fortifications. Go into the clay and tread the mortar. Take hold of the brick mold. There fire will consume you. The sword will cut you down. It will consume you as the locust does. Multiply yourself like the creeping locust. Multiply yourself like the swarming locust. You have increased your traitors more than the stars of heaven. The creeping locust strips and flies away. Your guardsmen are like the swarming locust. Your marshals are like the hordes of grasshoppers settling in the stone walls on a cold day. The sun rises and they flee, and the place where they are is not known. Your shepherds are sleeping, O king of Assyria. Your nobles are lying down. Your people are scattered on the mountains, and there is no one to regather them. There is no relief for your breakdown. Your wound is incurable. All who hear about you will clap their hands over you. For on whom has not your evil passed continually?
Thank you, Julie. Moving on to Habakkuk. Would anyone like to read Habakkuk chapter 1? All right. I will begin there. Habakkuk chapter 1. Again, these oracles are often, as we've seen, prophecies against for the destruction of those nations that plagued and disturbed Israel and Judah. So, beginning here in chapter 1 of Habakkuk. The oracle which Habakkuk the prophet saw: How long, O Lord, will I call for help, and you will not hear? I cry out to you, violence, yet you do not save. Why do you make me see iniquity and cause me to look on wickedness? Yes, destruction and violence are before me. Strife exists and contention arises. Therefore, the law is ignored and justice is never upheld. For the wicked surround the righteous. Therefore, justice comes out perverted. Look among the nations, observe, be astonished, wonder, because I am doing something in your days you would not believe if you were told. For behold, I am raising up the Chaldeans, that fierce and impetuous people who march throughout the earth to seize dwelling places which are not theirs. They are dreaded and feared. Their justice and authority originate with themselves. Their horses are swifter than leopards and keener than the wolves in the evening. Their horsemen come galloping. Their horsemen come from afar. They fly like an eagle swooping down to devour. All of them come for violence. Their horde of faces moves forward. They collect captives like sand. They mock at kings, and rulers are a laughing matter for them. They laugh at every fortress and heap rubble to capture it. Then they will sweep through like the wind and pass on, but they will be held guilty, they whose strength is their God. You are you not from everlasting, O Lord, my God, my Holy One? We will not die. You, O Lord, have appointed them to judge, and you, O Rock, have established them to correct. Your eyes are too pure to approve evil, and you cannot look on wickedness with favor. Why do you look with favor on those who deal treacherously? Why are you silent when the wicked swallow up those more righteous than they? Why have you made men like the fish of the sea, like creeping things without a ruler over them? The Chaldeans bring all of them upon or up with a hook, drag them away with their net, and gather them together in their fishing net. Therefore they rejoice and are glad. Therefore they offer a sacrifice to their net and burn incense to their fishing net, because through these things their catch is large and their food is plentiful. Will they therefore empty their net and continually slay nations without sparing? Chapter 2. I will stand my guard post and station myself on the rampart, and I will keep watch to see what he will speak to me, and how I may reply when I am reproved. Then the Lord answered me and said, Record the vision and inscribe it on tablets, that the one who reads it may run. For the vision is yet for the appointed time. It hastens toward the goal, and it will not fail. Though it tarries, wait for it, for it will certainly come. It will not delay. Behold, as for the proud one, his soul is not right within him, but the righteous will live by his faith. Furthermore, wine betrays the haughty man so that he does not stay at home. He enlarges his appetite like Sheol, and he is like death, never satisfied. He also gathers himself all nations and collects to himself all peoples. Will not all of these take up a taunt song against him, even mockery and instruments against him, and say, "Woe to him who increases what is not his, for how long, and makes himself rich with loans? Will not your creditors rise up suddenly, and those who collect from you awaken? Indeed, you will become plunder for them, because you have looted many nations. All the remainder of the peoples will loot you because of human bloodshed and violence done to the land, to the town and all its inhabitants. Woe to him who gets evil gain for his house, to put his nest on high, to be delivered from the hand of calamity. You have devised a shameful thing for your house by cutting off many peoples, so you are sinning against yourself. Surely the stone will cry out from the wall, and the rafter will answer it from the framework. Woe to him who builds a city with bloodshed and founds a town with violence. Is it not indeed from the Lord of hosts that peoples toil for fire and nations grow weary for nothing? For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Woe to you who make your neighbors drink, who mix your venom even to make them drunk, so as to look on their nakedness. You will be filled with disgrace rather than honor. Now you yourself drink and expose your own nakedness. The cup of the Lord's right hand will come around to you, and utter disgrace will come upon your glory." "For the violence done to Lebanon will overwhelm you, and the devastation of its beasts, by which you terrified them because of human bloodshed, and violence done to the land, to the town and all its inhabitants. What profit is the idol when its maker has carved it, or an image, a teacher of falsehood? For its maker trusts in his own handiwork when he fashions speechless idols. Woe to him who says to a piece of wood, 'Awake,' to a mute stone, 'Arise,' and 'That is your teacher?' Behold, it is overlaid with gold and silver, and there is no breath at all inside it, but the Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth be silent before him." Anyone for the next chapter? Phil, thank you.
Lord, I have heard the report about you, and I fear, O Lord, revive your work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make it known. In wrath, remember mercy. God comes from Teman, and the Holy One from the Mount Paran. His splendor covers the heavens, and the earth is full of his praise. His radiance is like the sunlight, and his rays flashing from his hand. And there is the hiding of his power. Before him goes pestilence, and a plague comes after him. He stood and surveyed the earth. He looked and startled the nations. Yes, the perpetual mountains were shattered. The ancient hills collapsed, and ways are everlasting. I saw the tents of Cushan under distress. The tent curtains of the land of Midian were trembling. Did the Lord rage against the rivers? Or was your anger against the rivers? Or was your wrath against the sea, that you rode on your horses, on your chariots of salvation? Your bow was made bare. The rods of chastisement were sworn. You cleaved the earth with rivers. The mountains saw you and quaked. The downpour of waters swept by. The deep uttered forth its voice. It lifted high its hands. Sun and moon stood in their places. They went away at the light of your arrows, at the radiance of your gleaming spear. In indignation, you marched through the earth. In anger, you trampled the nations. You went forth for the salvation of your people, for the salvation of your anointed. You struck the head of the house of the evil, to lay him open from thigh to neck. You pierced with his own spears the head of his throngs. They stormed in to scatter us. Their exhalation was like those who devour the oppressed in secret. You trampled on the sea with your horses, on the surge of many waters. I heard, and my inward parts trembled. At the sound of my lips quivered. Decay enters my bones, and my place I tremble. Because I must wait quietly for the day of distress, for the people to arise who will invade us. Though the fig tree should not blossom, and there be no fruit on the vines, though the yield of the olives should fail, and the fields produce no fruit, though the flock should be cut off from the fold, and there be no cattle in the stalls, yet I will exult in the Lord. I will rejoice in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, and he makes my feet like hinds' feet, and makes me walk on my high places.
Thank you, Phil. Zephaniah is next. Would someone like to read chapter 1 of Zephaniah? All right. Stephanie.
The word of the Lord which came to Zephaniah, son of Cushi, son of Gedaliah, son of Amariah, son of Hezekiah, in the days of Josiah, son of Ammon, king of Judah. I will completely remove all things from the face of the earth, declares the Lord. I will remove man and beast. I will remove the birds of the sky, the fish of the sea, and the ruins along with the wicked. I will cut off from man, from the face of the earth, declares the Lord. I will stretch out my hand against Judah and against all the inhabitants of Jerusalem. I will cut off the remnant of Baal from this place, and the names of the idolatrous priests along with the priests, and those who bow down on the housetops to the host of heaven, and those who bow down and swear to the Lord, and yet swear to Milcom, or swear by Milcom, excuse me, and those who have turned back from following the Lord, and those who have not sought the Lord or inquired of him, be silent before the Lord God. For the day of the Lord is near, for the Lord has prepared a sacrifice. He has consecrated his guests. Then it will come about on the day of the Lord's sacrifice that I will punish the princes, the king's sons, and all who clothe themselves with foreign garments. I will punish on that day all who leap on the temple threshold, who fill the house with their Lord with violence and deceit. On that day, declares the Lord, there will be the sound of a cry from the fish gate, a wail from the second quarter, a loud crash from the hills. Wail, O inhabitants of the mortar, for all the people of Canaan will be silenced. All who weigh out silver will be cut off. It will come about at that time that I will search Jerusalem with lamps, and I will punish the men who are stagnant in spirit, who say in their hearts, the Lord will not do good or evil. Moreover, their wealth will become plunder, and their houses desolate. Yes, they will build houses, but not inhabit them, and plant vineyards, but not drink their wine. Near is the great day of the Lord, near and coming very quickly. Listen, the day of the Lord. In it, the warrior cries out bitterly. A day of wrath is that day, a day of trouble and distress, a day of destruction and desolation, a day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and thick darkness, a day of trumpet and battle cry against the fortified cities and the high corner towers. I will bring distress on men so that they will walk like the blind, because they have sinned against the Lord. And their blood will be poured out like dust, and their flesh like dung. Neither their silver nor their gold will be able to deliver them on the day of the Lord's wrath. And all the earth will be devoured in the fire of his jealousy, for he will make a complete end, indeed a terrifying one, of all the inhabitants of the earth.
Thank you, Stephanie. Anyone like to read chapter 2, Zephaniah? Thank you, Warren.
Gather yourselves together, yes, gather, O nation without shame, before the decree takes effect. The day passes like the chaff, before the burning anger of the Lord comes upon you, before the day of the Lord's anger comes upon you. Seek the Lord, all you humble of the earth, who have carried out his ordinances. Seek righteousness, seek humility. Perhaps you will be hidden in the day of the Lord's anger. For Gaza will be abandoned, and Ashkelon a desolation. Ashdod will be driven out at noon, and Ekron will be uprooted. Woe to the inhabitants of the seacoast, the nation of the Chethrathites. The word of the Lord is against you, O Canaan, land of the Philistines, and I will destroy you, so that there will be no inhabitant. So the seacoast will be for pastures, with caves for shepherds and folds for flocks, and the coast will be for the remnant of the house of Judah. They will pasture on it. In the houses of Ashkelon they will lie down at the evening. For the Lord their God will care for them and restore their fortune. I have heard the taunting of Moab and the revilings of the sons of Ammon, with which they have taunted my people and have become arrogant against their territory. Therefore, as I live, declares the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, surely Moab will be like Sodom, and the sons of Ammon like Gomorrah, a place possessed by nettles and salt pits and a perpetual desolation. The remnant of my people will plunder them, and the remainder of my nation will inherit them. This they will have in return for their pride, because they have taunted and become arrogant against the people of the Lord of hosts. The Lord will be terrifying to them, for he will starve all the gods of the earth, and all the coastlands of the nations will bow down to him, everyone from his own place. You also, O Ethiopians, will be slain by my sword. And he will stretch out his hand against the north and destroy Assyria. And he will make Nineveh a desolation, parched like the wilderness. Flocks will lie down in her midst, all beasts which range in herds. Both the pelican and the hedgehog will lodge in the tops of her pillars. Birds will sing in the window. Desolation will be on the threshold, for he has laid bare the cedar work. This is the exultant city which dwells securely, who says in her heart, I am, and there is no one besides me. How she has become a desolation, a resting place for beasts. Everyone who passes by her will hiss and wave his hand in contempt.
We'll close and finish our reading portion by I'll read chapter 3 here and finish out Zephaniah. Woe to her who is rebellious and defiled, that tyrannical city. She heeded no voice, she accepted no instruction, she did not trust in the Lord, she did not draw near to her God. Her princes within her are roaring lions, her judges are wolves at evening, they leave nothing for the morning. Her prophets are reckless, treacherous men, her priests have profaned the sanctuary, they have done violence to the law. The Lord is righteous within her, he will do no injustice. Every morning he brings his justice to light, he does not fail, but the unjust knows no shame. I have cut off nations. Their corner towers are in ruins. I have made their streets desolate with no one passing by. Their cities are laid waste without a man, without an inhabitant. I said, surely you will revere me, accept instruction, so her dwelling will not be cut off, according to all that I have appointed concerning her. But they were eager to corrupt all their deeds. Therefore, wait for me, declares the Lord, for the day when I rise up as a witness. Indeed, my decision is to gather nations, to assemble kingdoms, to pour out on them my indignation, all my burning anger. For all the earth will be devoured by the fire of my zeal. For then I will give to the peoples purified lips, they may call on the name of the Lord to serve him shoulder to shoulder. From beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, my worshipers, my dispersed ones, will bring my offerings. In that day, you will feel no shame because of all your deeds by which you have rebelled against me. For then I will remove from your midst your proud exulting ones, and you will never again be haughty on my holy mountain. But I will leave among you a humble and lowly people, and they will take refuge in the name of the Lord. The remnant of Israel will do no wrong and tell no lies, nor will a deceitful tongue be found in their mouths. For they will feed and lie down with no one to make them tremble. Shout for joy, O daughter of Zion. Shout in triumph, O Israel. Rejoice and exult with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away his judgments from you, against you. He has cleared your way, away your enemies. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You will fear disaster no more. In that day we said to Jerusalem, do not be afraid, Zion. Do not your hands fall limp. The Lord your God is in your midst, a victorious warrior. He will exult over you with joy. He will be quiet in his love. He will rejoice over you with a shouts of joy. I will gather those who grieve about the appointed feasts. They came from you, O Zion. The reproach of exile is a burden on them. Behold, I am going to deal at that time with all your oppressors. I will save the lame and gather the outcast, and I will turn their shame into praise and renown in all the earth. At that time I will bring you in, even at the time when I gather you together. Indeed, I will give you renown and praise among all the peoples of the earth when I restore your fortunes before your eyes, says the Lord. So, we read, I think that's four of the ending minor prophets. We did not get to Malachi, which I really wanted to get there, but okay. The theme of a lot of these books is judgment and fire and destruction, and particularly upon the other nations and upon Jerusalem for their wickedness. It's sometimes hard to read, but there's so much encouragement and goodness to be found in there. What, if any, passage or theme stuck out to you as we read through these books this morning that was encouraging you'd like to share with us? I'll just point to, Stephanie. Amen. Amen. Just a few before that, verse 3. The Lord is slow to anger and great in power. The Lord by no means leave the guilty unpunished. In whirlwind and storm is his way, and clouds and the dust are the dust beneath his feet. That first part there, speaking about the character of God. And he will bring justice. That one always grabs me. Someone else, a verse, Barb. Yeah, amen. And Habakkuk 2, that is the, I believe it's Habakkuk 2, is the passage you're referencing in, when you talked about righteous live by faith. And that's the verse, I believe, that's quoted by in the Hebrews. Yeah, the righteous will live by his faith. And that is the theme throughout all the Old Testament and the New Testament. It's always by faith, always by faith. From Abraham, here we see in the prophets, to what we see in the New Testament, it's always the just will live by faith. What a blessing. Someone else. Stephanie. Yeah, amen. before we leave Habakkuk, I just need to say that whenever I read through the Old Testament, I get to the end of Habakkuk, verses 17 to the end, it is so emotional. Because listen to what he's saying, and let me read it again for you. Though the fig tree should not blossom, and there be no fruit on the vines, though the yield of the olive should fail, and the fields produce no food, though the flock should be cut off from the fold, and there be no cattle in the stalls, yet I will exult in the Lord. I will rejoice in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, and he has made my feet like hinds' feet and makes me walk on high places. That picture, though everything is taken from me, think of Job. That's what is being said there. Though nothing is there, yet I will exult in the Lord and rejoice in the God of my salvation. Such a powerful, so powerful. I always love reading that when I am going through the scriptures. Someone else. Julie. Good. Thank you, Julie. Someone else. Turn to Zephaniah chapter 1. This is one that, again, I always love when I'm caught by something every time I read. And I think it was chapter 1, verse 12. And he just says, this is the word of the Lord. He says, come about at that time that I will search Jerusalem with lamps and punish the men who are stagnant in spirit, who says in their hearts, the Lord will not do good or evil. I was grabbed by that picture of the stagnant in spirit. A stagnant pond is a putrid and loathsome thing. That jumped out at me. Punish those who are stagnant in spirit, who are essentially ambivalent to the Lord. We have time for maybe one or two more. If you have any you'd like to share. Amen. Well, what a blessed reminder of the character of our God. Anyone else? Stephanie, you have the last one. Praise the Lord. Well, it is always my hope and desire that as we read through the scriptures, that one, we are honoring the Lord God by the public reading of his scripture. Two, that we have this opportunity to together be exposed to maybe something we haven't read either ever before, for some of us maybe, or in quite a long time. And that we can see these moments of God's righteous indignation, his kind compassion and faithfulness. I just pray that it's a blessing to you. I always love these Sundays. So let me close this in prayer this morning. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks. Lord, so many of the things we read today were prophecies on nations that are long gone, and because what you prophesied came about. And so much of it is even foreign to our sensibilities. But Lord, it is a blessing that your character and your goodness and even your righteousness we are familiar with and can resonate with and praise you, even if the timing and all the context of history that makes some of those things stand out as strongly as they should, we still can resonate and be rejoicing in the God that we know. And we thank you for your word. Thank you for the sharing of encouragements this morning from your people. May you be honored and we be encouraged. In Christ's name, amen.